A sea of shiny new cars is on display at the LA Convention Center this week. LA Auto Show Director of Communications Brandon Flynn says there's a reason for that.
LA and Southern California is always kind of leading the trends in consumer preference for cars.
But drive 24 miles down the Harbor Freeway, and there's a different kind of auto show. In fact, John Pope of the Long Beach Port Authority says they're storing more cars than they know what to do with.
Really seem to be piling up in a way that we haven't seen here before.
So when you look out at that, what do you see? Like just miles and miles of cars. Can you describe the site for me?
Well, it's really acres and acres. It really is like kind of the largest car dealership that you've ever seen. But the cars are, they're not moving. They're collecting dust out there because the consumers just aren't buying.
But back at the auto show, you'd never believe that companies like Toyota just leased an extra 150 acres to store its cars at the port. Model unveilings, elaborate facades, and spinning concept cars set the tone, all behind loud music. That was Kia unveiling the Soul, a hatchback marketed to young adults. Kia Vice President of Sales Tom Lovelace says the company isn't holding back, despite a slowed economy.
Never a bad time. In fact, we, in all honesty, we think it's a great time. Right now, there's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines in the market. So you know what? They're listening. They're taking information in. And we're going to go out and go to where those folks are.
But getting them to buy might be a tough sell. Auto industry journalist Pete Davino says sales will rebound, but not just yet.
As soon as the credit crunch, or as soon as people are able to get a little more credit, we'll keep buying cars. People still buy cars. You still need to have a vehicle.
The millions of LA drivers who commute day in and day out would most likely agree. Jonathan Horn, Annenberg Radio News.